the East Coast line and things like that, and we've kind of discussed it a little bit, and definitely keeping track of it, and you know, see where it goes.
It's like if you're there, you don't worry so much. But when you're apart, I think that causes for.
Yeah, I think because you kind of feel helpless and nothing that you can do about it. You know, obviously we're sitting over here, and we're not in harm's way, so you just kind of feel for the ones that are.
Sam Bradford, I was saying yesterday on the conference call, I think he looks more comfortable than he has any other place in the NFL. I don't know how that happened in 3 or 4 weeks, but what impresses you with him?
Just him being poised and calm in the pocket. You know, obviously he's a big arm talent. He's able to make all the throws. And, you know, what impresses me more than anything is him not turning the ball over, you know, on a short notice like that, you know, being traded at the last minute, you know, having to go in there and fill in their team with high hopes, and he haven't dropped off a beat.
Stephon Diggs is a really good wide receiver. What sets him apart from other receivers in the league that you've gone up against?
I think his competitive edge. You watch him on film. He's very competitive, fights for the ball. Not the tallest guy in nature, but, you know, he plays with an aggression and an attitude that kind of, you know, goes in his favor most of the time.
Probably talk a little bit about those turnovers, lack thereof there in Minnesota. How important is it for you guys, though, to seize on opportunities there since they don't turn the ball over that much?
It's big, you know, facing a tough team like that, you know, a turnover here or there can kind of decide the outcome of the game. So, you know, anytime you're able to, you know, lead that category, I think it increases your chance to win the ball game.